Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk. It is Friday, the 25th of May. Hey, look, we're all still here. Yeah. We're all still alive.
We survived GDPR.
It got us, but we're all here.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
What?
I've written to be asked to remove my personal data from my first company today.
Have you?
Yeah. I wrote to the tax office and said, could you remove me from your records, please, and stop sending me letters?
I look forward to the response.
Yeah.
So funny. I am joined in the studio today by the fabulous award-winning and award-nominated Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Hello.
Hello. You've got to stop winning all of these awards. You've got to give somebody else a chance, you know.
Getting a little bit embarrassing now, isn't it?
Do you know what? I think she's secretly wallpapering her lounge with all the certificates.
Well, it's in my office now, actually.
Office.
But I do. I feel like I need another wall now.
Yeah. An award wall.
An award wall. I like it. Let's get an award wall.
Any excuse.
Our guest in the studio today is Carl Brownshill. I keep getting that wrong, sorry. From Phoenix Analysts.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for joining us today, Carl. So it is the 25th, and you know, we are still all kicking, and everyone's email boxes are probably filled with privacy policy emails today. I know, exactly. It's just, you know what? It's done. Get over it.
Yeah. I can't wait, actually, to be honest. I'm having a bit of a clear out, so it'll be quite nice.
It is nice, actually, because it is all those people that you signed up to, like, 10 years ago.
Or didn't.
Yeah. More exactly. To the point, I get these emails going, we still want to keep you in, you opted in. I think, I never opted in,
exactly.
Actually.
Don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
So it will be nice from that aspect that you won't get loads of junk mail from people you don't want to get junk mail from.
You still will.
There's two things I've had which made me laugh. The second one was I've just had the fifth email that says you still haven't accepted our opt-in. No, that's because I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And the other one, of course, was the lovely people that mailed me telling me that they've got a privacy policy and that they really value my data, and then they publicly included 100 other people on the list that they sent it to.
Yes.
I think you're reporting a data breach this morning, folks.
But yes, but it's all good. So we are here on the Business Bunk Extra on bizradio.co.uk and Channel Radio. We want to hear from you, the listener. How much fun have you had with GDPR over these last few weeks? Has it stressed you? Have you not been bothered? Have you got it sorted? Give us a tweet at Bunk Extra with an X. That's X. TRA with hashtag BXtraBBunker. Give us a tweet, give us a shout. Even if you know what? Forget GDPR. How are you? How's your week been? How's your month going? It's nearly the end of May already. So let us know how you're getting on. Say hello. You can, as always, call us in the studio on 01233 220035. 01233 220035. Now, we did have a call last week. I was really excited, but it was during the music, and luckily it was, because it was a sales call.
That'd be funny.
I was like, oh great, we've got a phone call. Oh no, we haven't.
I was going to say, do you get many during the show?
No. I was trying to get, people aren't brave enough, you see. Or if we do, I often don't see it, because it doesn't ring, obviously it flashes. So yeah. I think that's the thing, people phone in every week, but I just miss it. I do apologise if I've missed your call. Keep trying.
Seriously, on the Bunker Show, we used to get quite a few phone-ins, but we haven't really had them for a year or so, because people tweet in, it's much easier.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they don't have to kind of wait for hours to see you see the phone flashing so that you're answering it.
Plus, if they're trolling, they can do it immediately rather than wait for you to pick up the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. But if you do want to call us, you can. And please do email us. If you've got an event coming up, if there's something going on you want us to tell us about, please email me at bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, on last week's show, I was joined in the studio by Richard Bell, our new co-host, and Gareth Cairns from ZC Social Media. And we did have a really good show. We were talking social media, and we did talk about GDPR. We just had a touch on it, made it nice and simple and less scary. Richard is our security expert, and he's going to be in once a month now, scaring the hell out of us with how we need to make our businesses secure. Because we'll be going, I haven't done that, but it'll be good, so it'll be informative. So if there's anything you want to know about securing your business, cyber security, general security, tweet us in or email me with your questions. Richard's back on again at the end of next month.
And the email address is
bunkerextra@gmail.com.
cool,
thank you. You can hear that show, if you did miss that show, you can hear that and all the previous shows on bizradio.co.uk, and go to the extra tab, and you can even download them as a podcast and listen to us at your leisure. which is great. So we have got loads of events to talk about. There's some amazing events happening next week. There's three huge events happening next week.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's going to be a busy week for everybody. Don't bother about working next week because you're going to be going to all these events. And we've got some shout outs on the tweets. And we're going to speak to Carl. So Gemma, how was your week?
My week was lovely, actually. Did you see me celebrating?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, I get a chance to talk about it again.
Yeah, I know. Come on, let's just get it out of there.
Yeah,
so what was you celebrating, Gemma?
It was our third business anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
So I think it's important to celebrate things,
absolutely.
You know, because we work so hard. Most of us entrepreneurs don't work your standard 35, 40 hours a week. Yeah, exactly. Everybody's laughing. And it's nice to take a step back every now and then and just, you know, take a breather and have a look. So I had a little balloon, a few cupcakes in the office.
A few?
Oh, my goodness. Well, in Dragon, which is where I work, there was also another event going on, which was cream tea. So we just had loads and loads of cake.
I saw that.
Quite a sugar rush.
It was like so much cake there.
Sugar rush. So much cake. But yeah, it's brilliant.
Good.
So that was good. That was one of the days. And then the other thing is helping clients with various different bits and bobs.
And do you feel like you've come a long way in 3 years? If you look back.
I do. Every day I don't feel like I've come a long way. I still think, oh my goodness. But when I look back, I think, wow. Yeah.
Look how far I've come.
It is surprising. It is surprising because, you know, things don't happen in big bursts. It's a gradual, slow process. And it isn't until you do take stock and look back that you do really realise what you've achieved. And 3 years is a fantastic achievement. The vast majority of businesses go bust within 1 or 2 years. So, you know, once you get out of that, you kind of...
You should be all right.
You should be okay and you should be
I'm all right because I don't spend any money, so it doesn't matter, I don't earn any.
not your money, anyway.
I was going to say, shall I get up off the floor now?
Well, it's really... I had my website guys come in to talk about having a look at my website again, and they were going through things. They were like, oh, my goodness, you've got so much content. And that's the other thing. You don't realise how much content you've accumulated over the years.
Yeah, exactly. So how long have you been going, Carl?
5 years in October.
Ah. Ooh, we've got to have a celebration for that. Five years is the big one.
We like all the big five numbers, 5, 10, 15. And so was that with the Phoenix Analysts?
Yes, the consultancy firm.
Okay, so this makes, because this leads us nicely into talking to you about you now. let's officially welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining us today. Now, you are one of the Bunker and Bunk Extra sponsors, which is great. So let's go right back to Bear start. Where did it start? What did you do when you left school? Did you always want to do this sort of field? What type of things?
I kind of just fell into it. So
I love it how it works.
It's funny though. So I started working for Medway Council, and I actually sent in the wrong application form. I applied for another like transport job, and then I sent that for a commissioning role. And to be honest, they invited me for an interview, which I was surprised once I realised what I'd done. And I thought, well, I've got this far, so I'll just be cheeky. And so how many are interviewing? They said, 13. Oh, am I the last one? So I'll save the best for the last and all that. But it worked out really well. So I was basically thrown in at the deep end when I started there. The person training me left after half an hour. I didn't take that personally.
Was that your fault? I was going to say.
Yeah, well, there has been a couple of comments along this line. So, but it just made me get on and learn very rapidly what I needed to do. And then it kind of all started from there. So I worked within, I don't know, commissioning for a little bit, and then became a system administrator, so supporting databases and systems. And then... when I was implementing a system for Medway Council, I basically got headhunted. So then I went to work in London. So I thought I'd make the leap to be self-employed just after I bought a house.
And then
back in 2013 I started, and I'm still going strong.
So basically you learnt by doing the job. So you got a job that you didn't necessarily...
Yeah.
Think you wanted to have. I take it you liked doing it. You found it interesting.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. Sometimes it's a bit challenging, but it pays the bills and I get job satisfaction. So that's the main
what
thing.
What exactly do Phoenix do?
don't ask me what I do because I don't know how to do it, how to explain it.
We're classed as a consultancy firm. So at the moment I'm contracted out to help implement social care and finance, so case management systems for social care, so for children and adults. And then I specialise in the finance side of things, so with all the payments to providers, raising invoices for client contributions, and interfacing that with the corporate finance system. So it's a bit dull when I explain what I do.
So
a typical client would be somebody who has maybe a supported lodgings or
so primarily the work I do is for authorities. So I've been working in London now, and you know, Reading, Camden, Barnet, doing various pieces of work. So not always the same type of thing. So I like to do some other types of roles. But I'm working over in Romford at the moment, and just picked up a contract in Suffolk. So it keeps me fairly busy traveling all over the place, southeast, and you know, actually got somewhere over in the east side of the country for once, not around London.
It's to be a bit different part of the country.
Yes, yeah.
Which is nice. And so, is it mainly dealing with helping them with processes and systems so they can function properly?
Yeah. So part of what I do is review their as-is process, their to-be process going forward. So liaise with the business key stakeholders and look at a more efficient way of working as part of the implementation process. So it's like, this is how they worked in the old system, in the new system, because of the new functionality, this is where they need to move forward.
So maybe that's it. It may not be easy to break down, but I'm going to try and see if we can break this down for people understanding. Obviously, when you're working with businesses and bigger businesses and how the structures work, it's like, well, what type of systems are we talking about, and what sort of structures? So is it like the paper trails or the processes of processing finances, or is there a way to describe what sort of processes and systems you help them with?
Yeah, I mean, it's mainly the transition between, so the social worker, case management, or care manager side of things, so where they're going out doing an assessment on a child or an adult, and then how that relates to the finance aspect of things.
Is that from a funding point of view?
Yeah, I mean, so they agree the individual funding for each of the placements, so which goes to their panels and things like that. So it's difficult sometimes to go into too much depth without giving too much away, obviously, because of the confidentiality and everything. But
GDPR, here we go.
To bring it in.
I bloody hate this stuff. Yeah,
it's working kind of a very granular level with their day-to-day operation, their business processes, and then getting them to transform as part of the implementation process. So with in Romford, so London Borough of Havering, I started there over a year ago, and I've done all their finance specifications, gone out to tender, done all of the marking and everything, awarded this contract to the supplier, and then actually now involved with the implementation. So it was actually quite nice to see a project from the very birth of it actually through to the end. So
those kind of projects must be the most satisfying, because you're doing the whole process end to end.
Yeah. I mean, and the contractor that got awarded, or the supplier that got awarded the contract, was it's the first time I've used that system.
Right.
So I've been learning that hands on, and then since learning that in about 4 to 6 months, I've also picked up other contracts along with the same kind of implementing the same systems elsewhere. Right. So. It's actually dull once I tell people what I do, but
you enjoy it.
Yeah.
I know the same feeling.
Oh, law's not boring.
Well, we know that.
my default response is, have you seen the IT Crowd? They go, yes. Turn it off and back on again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I guess that's the thing as well, isn't it? Is people understanding that what it takes for a business to be run and to put together, because there's so many, and until you run your own business, you've got to do your bookkeeping and you've got to do this, and you haven't got to realise that actually, even as a small business, you need to have structure, you need to have processes in place to make sure. So then when you do grow, you take staff on, that the whole system carries on working and they follow sort of how you do things.
Yeah.
So where do you see you going? Do you expand? Have you got people that work for you? Is it?
I've got a couple of people that work for me. So someone specialising in commissioning and procurement, so quality assurance and contract management. Also doing similar types of work, so transformation, or if there's a certain tendering project that companies are working on, they need assistance. Primarily that's around the the children and adult social care side. So I'm trying to branch out of that, so more into business efficiency, kind of almost similar to what PwC and Deloitte do, actually go in, review processes, and then on the back of it, you know, actually do a whole business transformation. So at the moment, I'm kind of pigeonholed into the case management and finance systems that authorities use. So I want to kind of expand on that.
Expand out and that. Yeah. Cool. So where do you see the business going?
Hopefully earning more money. I don't know. I mean, what I'm doing at the moment, obviously I'm sponsoring the show for the next year. I'm also sponsoring a local charity up in Milton Keynes near where I live. And I've just started sponsoring the local rugby team, which is Northampton Saints. So I'm basically trying to do the marketing to kind of
raise the awareness.
The awareness. Mm. But I'm kind of well aware I need to up my social media. Advertisement and everything like that.
Has Paul been bugging you again? Has he been saying you need to be on Twitter more?
Yeah. He did once about 6 months ago, but I realised it this morning because I haven't tweeted anything in a couple of weeks, so I need to pick that up again.
Terrible. We just need to re-educate the world about Twitter, that's all it is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
One person at a time. Yeah. And so the charity that you sponsor, what charity is that?
It's a very long note. It's Milton Keynes Stray Dog Support Group. So what they do is, for any stray dogs that are handed in, Milton Keynes or the surrounded area, so cover Northampton, Bedfordshire and places like that, that get taken to a nominated pound. The word pound sounds horrible. It's not at all.
It does, because you always associate it to go to the pound, be there 3 days and then put them down, as it were, if nobody collects them.
Yeah, so what we do, we... I'm actually involved in the charity as well. I haven't mentioned that. So what we do is we raise funds, and those funds that we raise actually go towards vaccinating them, chipping them, neutering them, et cetera, and then finding them either a rescue or they get adopted. Mm. Right. So it's avoid them from being put down. So we do everything that we can.
Yeah.
I know some of the other people involved in the charity, the volunteers, they've actually transported dogs down to, there's a rescue called Rescue Remedies near Gatwick, and, you know, we're up in Milton Keynes, so they're actually doing, you know, that off their own bat for the love of the dogs.
Mm.
And the fact we all have dogs as well, that's probably spurred us on to stop seeing dogs suffering.
That was great. It's nice to help them.
Yeah.
It's surprising. I bet there's still quite a lot of strange that goes on, isn't there? You wouldn't have thought these days.
It kind of goes in waves as well.
I mean, in terms of strays, it's a good question that Amanda asked, because it's not something that
you think about much.
I mean, if you go abroad, if you go like the Canary Islands, and hundreds of damn things.
Mm. Yeah.
But then canaries, Spanish for dog anyway, isn't it? Most strays, are they, you know, like people that have bought a pet and then thought, I can't handle this, and then just kicked it out? Or, you know, how do they arrive at being stray, or have they run away from home and got lost?
It's a combination. So quite often there's dogs that have just got out from the garden. You know, the owner's just unloading the shopping from the car, and the dogs run out, and they haven't realised it till an hour later, and then they're, you know, scanned, taken to the pound, scanned, and then contacted. Or people say, I just can't cope, and kick the dog out. Or, you know, the unfortunate side of things is you've got the dog fighting and things like that. So it's actually dogs that have just been dumped in bad conditions. So those ones, we try and help them get veterinary treatment and then secured onto either a home or a rescue that will look after them. Okay. So it's a whole combination of things as well.
Okay.
And why the rugby? Are you a player?
I used to play. And then unfortunately I was quite ill, so I'm not able to play rugby anymore. I used to play when I was between 9 and 11.
Okay.
But then I was forced to stop, basically. And I've just always had a passion for rugby. I just think rugby is so much of a better sport than football.
I agree.
And there are a lot of people listening that probably will agree, and others that won't, but... it is more of a physical sport. It is a contact sport, and I've always wanted to see like a Premiership football side against a Premiership rugby side, just to see what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the moment, you touch a football player with your little finger, and they're rolling on the floor.
Start
like
crying.
But you know, it takes a lot of skill to be such a skilled actor.
It does
to be able to like hit the deck like that. And go, oh my gosh!
They probably do have.
It
wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, I've got a passion for for rugby, and then since I met my wife, and I've got involved with Northampton Saints, so this is my first year sponsoring them.
So, Northampton are a Premier League team.
Yes.
And were doing quite well.
They were.
I'll get a dig in there. Yeah.
No, I think they've had 16 or 17 players leave, or they're not renewing their contracts at the end of the season, but then they've got new talent coming in up through the academy, and then also brought in some big names as well.
So it keeps you busy then?
It does.
When you're not getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
Yeah. Working across multiple sites at the moment is interesting.
Yes. We were discussing this before we went on air. It's great when you run your own business, you work for yourself, because you can work the hours that you want to work.
Exactly.
You can get up at 4 o'clock if you want to get up at 4 o'clock and get the work done.
I must admit, I've never been one of those people that gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Five.
She does. She's a maniac.
Yeah.
Well, when I'm awake, I'm awake. Not all the time. When I'm working on a big project like I'm at the moment.
Which is every day.
Yeah.
Well, it has been for the last 3 months.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Talking of big projects, we ought to give a shout, really, for the Networkers Networking event.
We did that because that was last week.
Yes, I know. But the last Networkers Networking event at Port Liam has now officially been designated with legendary status.
Has it?
Yes.
It has.
By popular appeal, everybody decided it was a legendary event, and now we can talk about the day that we were at the Networkers Networking event at Port Liam with reverence forever.
Exactly.
Because it was legendary.
And I got the pictures from Jane today, yesterday. Brilliant. So they're going to go on like that. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. It was brilliant. Mm. Anyway, let's carry on. Let's finish with Carl before we move on from that. Talk about the legendary Networkers Networking. So brilliant. Thank you so much for filling us in and letting us know a bit more about you and everything that you do. How can people get hold of you? What's the best way for them to contact you? Obviously, Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
At Phoenix Analysts.
And what was the other way to contact you?
My website is,
there's a link on the Campus This Radio website that's there permanently.
I know, but we want him to give out his details.
I can't remember.
It's stupid because you think when I'll choose a URL and everything, I'll choose that because it's unique, but it's just ridiculously long. So it's www.phoenixanalystslimited.com.
There we go. It's just a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
And they can contact you via the site.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Obviously, you're going to be around for the rest of the show. We're going to have a bit of a musical break now, and then we've got lots of events to talk about. There's three big events next week, which we're going to go into more detail about, specifically the one on Thursday, which, you know, somebody's been working a little bit on for the last, feels like years. For 3 months. But we will be back right after this. And this song has no bearing on how I'm feeling today at all.
It's up to you. and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 25th of May. I am joined in the studio by the fabulous award-winning and award-nominated Gemma Fairclough. I'm going to have to say it every time now. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law. I'm just giving myself more work to do, really, aren't I? And our guest in the studio today is Carl Brownseal from Phoenix Analysts.
Hi.
Hi. We've just been hearing from Carl and hearing his story about what he does, how he got into it, which is fell into it, which I love that, you know. You haven't studied for years. You haven't planned to do it. You just fell into it and found something that you're obviously good at and enjoy doing, and then started your business going 5 years in October, which is fabulous. I did have one question which I forgot to ask you. Do you like spreadsheets then?
I have a mug that says I love spreadsheets.
I mean, to be fair, who doesn't? I love spreadsheets.
Yeah. I don't like them.
You don't like them, do you?
I do all my accounts on spreadsheets and future forecasting and everything. So
that's so funny because that's what Linda does. Linda Garcia is a business consultant and she's done all my systems and processes with me, bless her. She's fantastic. She's, what's her title now? She's a process expert.
Productivity.
Productivity expert. Sorry, Linda. But yeah, she... her spreadsheets are amazing. She said, why don't you just do your accounts and spreadsheet? I said, because Xero does it all for me.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But spreadsheets are good.
Yeah. See, I have to get people off spreadsheets using the system. So actually saying I love spreadsheets is
counterproductive. Yes, it doesn't matter, as long as you like them. We've got loads of shout outs. We've got loads of events to talk to you about and say there are three major events coming up next week, which we're going to tell you about. We have had a shout out because you know what is fast approaching, and we should have been talking about this weeks ago, is the next Business Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming around so fast. It feels like only
when
like,
is it?
It's on the 7th of June. No, you haven't got the details there. I haven't got the details here. It's on the Twitter. Because I haven't got them properly from Lisa yet. So, Lisa, have you started releasing the speakers yet?
I've seen one speaker
identified,
but I didn't know the lady concerned, so I can't remember her name.
Well, we're going to have a look and see. So, basically, the Business Diaries is on the 7th of June, starts at 6:45 p.m. at the Medway Innovation Centre. Five fabulous storytellers, Nibbles and Fizz. And you put Fizz for you know who. What are you saying about me, Lisa?
Yeah, how do you know it's about you? It might be for me. to be fair.
We're both there, then it's both of us. Yeah. If you've never heard of the Business Diaries, where have you been? The Business Diaries is a non-networking type event. But basically you hear from business owners and you hear stories, not necessarily business related, but stories that they've, things they've been through, stories of their life, and it's really nice because you get to know a little bit more about the people and can relate to them. So, and it always ends up being a great networking event because you always chat and compare stories and everything. So it's worth checking out.
I found her.
Yeah, Victoria Smith Gillard.
Yeah,
Victoria Smith Gillard.
Yeah, who's an animal communicator?
She is.
Holistic
animal therapist. Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, okay, so that's cool, isn't it?
Yep.
That could be interesting.
She won't be able to help you analyse cat eyes. Not possible.
Woofer.
He's obsessed. He's, why does she do that? Why is she doing that? She's a dog.
She's a psychotic dog.
But do check that out. They're always fantastic. So coming up on the 7th of June, if you follow at The Biz Diaries on Twitter, at Lisa M. Settle, or it's normally on Eventbrite, The Business Diaries, and booking. It's just £10. It's not a lot. And you get nibbles and fizz, and it's normally it's a fantastic. Really it's yeah, there's it's so much fun.
You laugh, yeah. You cry, all of those things.
Exactly, yeah. The emotions that you go through.
Yeah.
And it'll be great, fantastic. What events have you got over there, Gemma?
Well, while we're still on the Twitter, we also had a shout-out from 6-2, who said they're listening. So, hi, Aaron and
hi,
Co.
Hi, Aaron.
And they said, well, we'll be talking about the other event on the 7th of June, which is the Kent B2B at Ashford. We will be talking about it.
About that, yeah.
So Aaron and Co. 6-2 are going to be exhibiting there, as will I. So see you there.
What day is it again?
7th of June.
I didn't. Everything's happening everything, on the 7th of June. June.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realise. You know what? It's like, it's June next week.
Yeah.
It's like,
I know.
It's the last 3 months have just blown by. Anyone would think I was organising a huge event?
But coming back to what's actually happening next week. So the first event is the 30th of May to the 1st of June. Social Day. It's a 3-day event at the Congress Centre in London. And they have got some brilliant speakers. The keynote speakers, there are loads of speakers, so I'll just mention the keynotes, are Bruce Daisley, who's the head of Twitter EMEA. So,
AKA Paul's new best friend.
Yeah, is it?
Bruce has been on the show.
Has he?
He has been on the
Brucey.
Show. He's a good guy. He wrote a really interesting book about the world of work. It was really worth reading.
Okay. I'll put that on my list of books to read. We've got Dean Johnson, head of innovation from Brandwidth. Ed Couchman, head of agencies from Facebook. And Jana Damon Hurry, I think that's how you say it, head of Social Jungle Creation. So in addition to that, they've got, I mean, loads and loads of speakers. You also were able to get CPD accreditation for 2.5 days. So if you're not very good at Twitter, not looking at anyone in particular, and you haven't tweeted in a while, tickets start from just £150. To book, visit www.socialday.co.uk.
Do you know what? Lucy Hall has been running these I think for a couple of years now, and she does one in Birmingham, and it's just getting bigger and bigger, and the traction she's got with this. So it always used to be a 1-day event, it's now a 3-day event, or 2.5 day, starts half day on the Wednesday. It's fantastic. So if you know about social media but want to go to the next level, that's what this is about. It's like, if you're already sort of using it and know it, but you need the next levels, you need to know more information. And also particularly for marketers and social media people that work with social media all the time, this is the place for you to go get updates and find out what's new, what's going on. It's fantastic. So do go to that. Or book into that, but maybe only go for 1 day, because what you don't want to miss out on is the other two events that happen next week. I've got one here actually from Peter Searle of the Business Doctors for Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 30th of May, at 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Metro Bank in Maidstone. Peter Searle will be hosting the FSB Connect event. At this event, Anna Wilkinson from One Stop Insurance will discuss the insurance side of GDPR. You don't drive people away. No, I think people still want to know about this. So it's a free event. So if you want to find out more about that, if you go to businessdoctors.co.uk, or even look for the event on Eventbrite, and what's it called to look for it on Eventbrite is the question.
It's normally FSB Connect.
Yeah, it's probably the FSB Connect one. But that's so the 30th of May at 5:30 at the Metro Bank in Maidstone.
Just while you're talking about that on GDPR and insurance, the British Insurers Association have announced that it is not possible to insure against fines for GDPR because it's a criminal offence. So you can't take out insurance to protect yourself if you're fined, apparently.
Well, if you get it right anyway, you won't be fined, will you? So you don't have to worry about
it.
What else have you got over there, Gemma?
I have got the Maidstone and Medway Business Show. So this is on the 26th of June. It's a free event at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes, 8:30 a.m. till 3:30. I like the fact they've done 3:30 and not 3:10 or something.
Yeah, 2:10 it was last time, wasn't it?
10 to 3.
I had to leave, all right?
They've got some, again, brilliant speakers. They've got Alison Edgar, the entrepreneur's godmother, Bryony Thomas. They've got Leah Buckingham-Warner, Dan Knowlton, Peter Searle, Linda Garcia, loads. So to book onto that one, then go to www.growkent.co.uk. The Grow Kents are really quite good. It's free.
They are, yeah.
There's you can do all your networking in one day, but also you learn and take away a lot. And I think, are they CPD accredited as well, Paul?
Sorry?
The Grow Kent, they're CPD.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're trying to get all your CPD in, then you're in the right place.
Hmm. What is CPD and why would you need it?
Continuing Professional Development Accreditation. Mm-hmm. So when you... I get asked this a lot. People go, okay, so you studied and you learned, but how do we know that you still know anything? Sort of, you know, how many years later? And it's because you go and do a bit of top up, basically.
Okay, and why would people need that?
It's good for your business and also as an individual, it's good. Some certain professions need to have...
It's a requirement.
It's a requirement to have...
Yeah, so when you're dealing with something like you, with law, obviously it changes the law time. You need to keep up to date.
Yeah. But it's also good to say to your... clients as well that you do have this continuing professional development, that you're investing in yourself and therefore investing in them.
Good, thank you. Just clarifying that. Not that I didn't know, I just wanted the listeners to find out. Now, fancy this. I've got one that's quite interesting, which is being hosted at the HSBC Bank in Maidstone. It's the Orchard
I know someone that's going to be at that.
Yeah. The Orchard Employment Law pop-up shop. Do you have burning questions about HR employment law? Whether you have 30 employees or are thinking on taking on your first member of staff, you can take advantage of this opportunity to get free, say it again, free. You don't give it away that often, do you?
No.
Free advice. On the Orchard, from Orchard Employment Law. On the 13th of June, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law will be hosting a pop-up clinic, pop-up law clinic at the HSB Bank in Maidstone. So whether you want to be reassured what you're doing is right or be scared that you're doing it completely wrong or have questions you'd love to ask, if you email lucy@orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk and book your free 20-minute consultation. Only limited slots available, so don't delay. So get booked. I can tell you what this woman doesn't know about HR employment law is not worth knowing. Oh, and she makes it really fun as well. And she won't scare you too much.
No, it's only 20 minutes. Can't scare you 20 minutes.
Well, you know, depends how bad they are, really, isn't it?
Yes. Also, we're looking for people, business owners, to inspire the next generation. So FSB Skills 3030 on Friday the 29th of June, 10 till 2. Can you spare a few hours? If so, the Wilmington Academy on Common Lane, Dartford, we need you. Pass your advice on to the next generation. We're looking for business owners, business managers, startup businesses, local employers, HR managers, recruitment company owners. Just come along to a bit of speed networking, interviewing.
Networking type of meeting.
With the students. Honestly, you'll learn more from them than they probably learn from you, but it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's fun. Really good. These are your little babies, aren't they, Paul? Isn't there another one before the 29th of June?
Yes, at the Hartsdown Academy in Margate. It's on the 14th of June.
And the details on the Business Bunker?
Details are on the Business Bunker radio show. If you click on the blog page and go to 3030 3030, all the details of both events are there, and the booking is free to come, and the booking's there.
It's really good because you get to meet and chat with the students, and hopefully I felt like I'd inspired some of the next generation when I last went, because it isn't, you know, it's when you're at school, how much education do they give you? But how do they don't teach you about the world of work outside of it. So it's really nice for them to actually meet with business owners and know what business owners are looking for from employees and, you know, what things to drive towards. So check those out and get more information. They are worth it. Well, now I see, I thought I'd put this on your pile, but I put it on my pile. So I'll talk about it anyway.
Is it Ben? I thought I gave
you the wrong pile, mixed my piles up. The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre on Thursday, the 31st of May, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is a one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue vendors, business owners, PAs and VAs who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for events. Whether you're organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or corporate party, Christmas party, you need to get in there and sort out your Christmas parties already. Yeah, I know, I mentioned the word, I'm sorry. You will find everything you need in this one place. We have got over 80 exhibitors. We have got some amazing venues. I am so excited just to meet all these people with their venues. We've got Sunborn London, which is a yacht.
Ooh.
Huge luxury yacht in London, which you can use as a venue for your event. They've got accommodation on site And you can exclusively hire the whole thing as well.
I hope it's on the river.
Well, I thought that'd be bringing it to the event centre. Be quite cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Parked outside. This is
The picture I've seen, it's a pretty big yacht.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's fantastic. We have got Sandals corporate events are coming along. So you'll be able to meet with Sandals. You know, if you want to take your events abroad, if you organise retreats or getaways, they're the people to speak to. We've got De Vere, we've got Marcusoli, we've got Champagne's Eastwell Manor, we've got lots of Hiltons. And the list is endless,
really.
And of course, really my favourite venue in the whole wide world is there, Port Lim. Port Lim are going to be exhibiting. And we've got some great suppliers as well. So we have Leisure Kings are coming. Do you know what Leisure Kings are? They're bringing a mobile panic room.
Are they? I've
been
wanting to do one of those.
I know. So you've all heard about panic rooms.
Yeah.
And they're the really in thing at the moment, aren't they? Everyone's loving doing them. And they're beginning to try and push
panic rooms. I've heard of escape rooms. I haven't heard of panic rooms.
It's the same type of thing. Panic room, escape room. Whereas obviously you have to solve
quizzes and
Problems to be able to get out of the room
in
a certain time.
Panic room, though?
Because you panic while you can't.
Maybe
out
you should call it an escape room rather than a panic room.
Well, I've heard of escape rooms. I've never heard of panic rooms. Well, I have heard of a panic room, but not in that context.
Okay, panic room, escape room. Anyway, it's a mobile one. as well as some other great corporate entertainment doobie flips. We've got Glisser, who are the tech company, who are doing on-site support tech. But what they also do is if you're having conference or something, all of your attendees can plug in to the app via the internet and they can ask questions during the talks, which then get asked afterwards. You can get polls going through your talks. So there's lots of, it really makes the talks interactive because people can interact with the talk without disturbing the speaker, which is great. Silent seminars. So we've got silent seminars going on. Paul was MC in the silent seminars, but I have moved him to a different one now.
She shut me up.
He couldn't keep silent.
He couldn't keep silent.
So, I kept talking.
So funny enough, Bird is now MC in the silent seminars. But we've also got...
I've been sacked.
We've got 8 great speakers, each industry experts, who are going to be covering different aspects. So some of them are going to be talking about different aspects of what you need to do and how you can help... run an amazing event, from sourcing the right venues to your branding to your marketing to your social media, that type of thing. And we're also hearing from Gavin Farley and Richard Harper, who are the owners, and Gavin Farley's owner and director of Into Events, which is a very successful events business based in Hampshire. And they're going to be sharing their story, and Richard's going to be sharing his journey of how he built the business, really, to a multi-million pound turnover business, which I'm
looking forward to.
There's nothing else going on around that. I'm sitting at the front. But it's going to be great because it's the first time he's actually shared this story, so it's going to be a really good. We've got Kubi Springer, we've got Molly, our very own Molly, doing her talk on social media. We've got Hacks from Prisma Broadcast talking about film technology. We've got Amy McManus. She's got loads of information to give us from Google because they're Google partners, and they're going to be talking about using Google marketing to market your events. And Richard Bell, our very own Richard Bell, is going to be talking about security, cybersecurity, and GDPR, touching a little bit if he doesn't get booed out. So they're all the speakers. And then we've got the fun stuff. I mean, I'm saying all this, I'm so excited, but I can't take part in any of it because I'm going to be running around.
But don't worry, I will be doing that for you.
Yes.
I'm already booked on to the cocktail masterclass.
Yes.
I'm already booked on to Chives.
Yes.
Chives Catering.
Yep.
Because they do amazing food.
They do.
And what else am I booked on to? Oh, and the wine tasting.
The wine tasting, funny
what
enough.
You
need Bjorn to come so he can drive.
Bjorn can go to the wellbeing masterclass. Yes. Because he'll need to drive. And what was the other one?
Bjorn's got to come and he's got to do the team building.
Oh, yeah, team building.
Team building with Bite. These guys are fantastic. They basically, when they do team building activities, they make toys and feeders and stuff for the wildlife in Portlaoise, Howlett, Longleat, and they work with a lot of other wildlife reserves. And so in this activity at the expo, they are doing it. It's a networking team building. So you'll be pairing up, but you'll be making toys for gorillas.
Oh,
I know, it's going to be so awesome. Yeah. And then the morning session, once those toys have been made, the guys are then going to go and drop down to Portlaoise, give the toys to the gorillas, video it all, and then we're going to have video coverage of them doing that, and then later on during the day showing what's happened. So you're going to actually see the fruit of your works as well. It's going to be so awesome. And as Gemma said, but then we've got wine tasting, canapes and bubbles, cocktail masterclasses, well-being, corporate well-being, and video tech, how to capture good footage with your phone or tablet when you're running an event. Whether you're running an event or not, this is still an event to come to. It's the first of its kind here in the Southeast. There's going to be loads of business connections to make. There's going to be loads of networking going on. We've got a bar, we've got a cafeteria, we've got loads of stuff. So book on, it's free. All of it's free.
Basically, if you are a VA or a PA or anybody that books events, you should be there. It's free. If you're someone that runs networking events or goes to networking events, you should be there because you're looking at venues. Mm. If you work in the hospitality industry, you should be there. If you work in recruitment in the hospitality industry, you better all be there. Basically, almost anything that you do has some kind of impact here, and it's totally free. So it's worth coming along.
And it's going to be so much fun.
Mm.
We'll see you there. Yeah. We're all going to be there.
We will.
We're going to try and say Carl to come down. Yeah. Give it a visit. If you want to book on, get your place booked on now. Go to www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk. It is all free. Follow us at Venues Events Expo, as X without the EX, Po on the Twitter. Follow me on LinkedIn, Amanda Flanders. There's so much going on all of social media. So if you haven't seen it,
Where have you been?
Seriously. Yeah. What else have you got over there, Gemma?
Just quickly, we've had a tweet from Lisa, lovely Lisa at the Biz Diaries, say thank you for the shout out. And also tell us that Pete Bresser, the lovely Pete Bresser photographer, is going to be on the Storytellers too.
Fabulous.
So, oh, fantastic. Yeah,
he's adding
look forward to that.
A random story element from the audience. Oh, and a random story element from the audience.
Ooh.
Oh, blimey.
All right. So also on the 13th of June, which you won't be going to because you'll be at my pop-up. Oh, yeah, it's all right. You're only coming to me for 20 minutes, so you can go somewhere else.
Okay.
Women in Business Luncheon. That's at Crown Lodge near Ashford, and the luncheons are held each quarter in locations around Kent. They've got two amazing speakers. One of them is Kubi Springer, who's also one of your speakers, isn't she?
She is. Kubi is one of our speakers.
Brand specialist, She Builds Brands, telling you how to increase your personal brand's network and social capital. And the lovely, newly award-winning, she's joined the club, Gillian Monk, Managing Director of All Health Matters. And All Health Matters are great supporters of us on the Twitter as well. She's going to be talking about when the going gets tough, change it. So if you really want a chance to be with like-minded women, be inspired and get some more info for your business, then for just £31.50 plus VAT, you can book onto this event. It's kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
Fantastic. We need to duck a bit of lunch, yeah, don't we? Lunch, a bit of women chatting. Right, yeah. So the third and final, a huge event that is going on next week that you do need to get yourself along to. So it's a busy week of events next week. Pop into us to the mall. Who needs to work anyway? It's half term. Go along. Bring your kids. We don't mind. ZC Live, a one-day social media and digital event in Kent. This is run by, obviously, the lovely Zoe Cairns and Gareth Cairns from ZC Social Media. This is the fourth year that they've run this. And it is at the Strood Academy, yeah, Rochester, Kent. It's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it is... obviously, an event all about social media. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business and create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day. So we have international speaker and business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns. Plus, we have Matthew Scott from the Kent Police Commissioner on how we should be using social media platforms for your business. And we'll also be learning how to build your online presence and influence, get your company known in the area, in your area, and how to create an audience who become your raving fan base and buy from you over and over again. You're going to go along and you're going to learn 5 proven digital marketing strategies that have stood the test of time and that will give you more time, more results, and the confidence to get even more with no get started even with no experience and develop your existing knowledge. How to build your online presence and awareness, how to become a successful influencer within your field, how to turn your knowledge into product, how to increase your leads via digital marketing, and build your business brand and be noticed from anywhere in the world, giving you more opportunities. So this is if you've got a basic knowledge of social media, or if you're doing your own social media for your business, or if you just want to, you know, get up to date with the new what's going on, this is the event for you. It is free. It is a full day event. There's free breakfast as well. There's lots going on, isn't there? Because there's pop-ups happening.
Yeah. There's exhibitors
going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there.
I'm a panel member.
You're a panel member.
Yeah.
You wangle your way in everywhere, don't you? She wangles her way in everywhere.
I'm chairing it.
Paul is emceeing it. Yeah. And I will...
left out now.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to be there with the roving mic interviewing people, pop-up radio are we going to be doing there so we can get some feedback from everybody. So to book on your free place, go to zclive.co.uk or go on to the bizradio.co.uk website and go to the blogs and find the link for that. Come along to one of them, all of them, whatever. Come and see us next week. There's so much going on. Have we got time for one more quick one if you've got anything?
Don't have any more.
Well, I've got one.
On Friday after ZC Live, when you've left there, if you come to the Village Hotel in Maidstone, you need to book. There's a charity ball and charity dinner.
I doubt very much if they've still got tickets available.
No, they have.
Have they?
Okay. Yeah, so you can still come along. I'm chairing it and running the auction in the evening, and it's all in aid of Stacey Smiles. The awesome Steve Nash has organised this as the third part of his triumphant of raising money. He ran the London Marathon. The day after the London Marathon, he walked from Land's End to John O'Groats, and he's finishing it off with a ball, as you would, really. Yeah.
That's how we like. That's what we like.
Yeah,
definitely. So that's fantastic. So you've got loads of events to be a part of over the next couple of weeks. Keep an eye. Go to bizradio.co.uk and check on that on the blogs and see all the upcoming events. We want to see you out and about. Look, we've done so efficient. We've still got a minute.
I'm going to Slopeoff the 8th of June, by the way.
Slopeoff. Are you going, Friday. Are you?
Yeah.
Haven't been for a while, have you?
No, it's in Tunbridge Wells, this one, isn't it?
I don't know where it is. I just
they've escaped East Kent at last.
Apparently they've got a is it MasterChef chef?
It's at the poet at Macfield, which is really lovely. It's a really lovely place.
Sounds good. Yeah. That's the thing I love about the soap office is that always go to nice restaurants for nice food, but they always do it in the afternoon and I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you actually who else do nice events with nice food. The Dining Club.
They've got an event on the 8th of June as well.
The Dining Club.
They've got a champagne or Prosecco on a golf course event. On the 8th of June.
I'm going.
Are you going?
Okay, I'm now. Champagne Prosecco.
She's really into golf.
I love golf. Absolutely.
in the evening. That's the 8th of June as well.
Yeah, no. If you haven't heard of it, the Dining Club is a fairly new networking group that has been set up by Matt Bevan and Gemma Bevan. And basically, it's luxury dining while networking with other business owners, and it's great fun. So check them out, the Dining Room on the Twitter, and I think Dining Room on their website.
Yeah.
So, and we have now come to the end of the show.
I've got another one.
Sorry. We've killed that time now, and now we have 40 seconds to get off air. Thank you for listening. Now, listen, next week we're not going to be here. As you've heard, we've all got a bit of a busy week next week. So I thought, you know what? We're not going to do a show. I'm not going to try and kill myself. So we won't be here next week. There'll be a repeat of this show for next week. And then I'm going to be back on the 8th of June. And my co-host is going to be the fabulous Molly Wright, if she's still alive. And our guest is Barry Thompson from Me Now. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday, who's got some great guests in the studio. Oh, Bird's going to be an element because he's a bike manufacturer. So that's going to be worth listening to. Don't forget to listen again. And we will be back next week. Have a great weekend and a great week. Oh, a great bank holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew? Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.